This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
On Sunday, our nation, along with 16 NFL stadiums around the league, will observe the 15-year anniversary of 9/11. It remains one of the darkest days in our nation's history. As the Patriots organization remembers the 2001 season, we look back at that eventful period of time.
That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
Something started to fire with some explosion at the Pentagon.
That looks like a second plane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I remember it was a Tuesday morning. I was getting in my car, and I was driving into the stadium, as a matter of fact.
I was getting treatment on my knee in the training room.
Actually filming a Papa Gino's commercial. Of all things.
Sitting there in a dentist chair, listening to the radio and then hearing a small plane hitting the Twin Towers.
It was Tuesday. I was working on our preparations for Carolina, getting ready for the quarterback meetings.
I was watching the news and saw the plane, the visual of the plane going into the building and the smoke.
Oh, another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
And I thought, oh my goodness, my wife, my sweetheart, went to New York on the 7 o'clock shuttle.
Most of the people working on the set were from New York. And so when this happened, they were all on phones back trying to check on their loved ones and all of that. And I remember obviously, you know, everything stopped.
I was living in Franklin at the time. I had two roommates, Chris Eitzman and Dave Nugent. I turned my car around halfway to the stadium on Route 140 and drove home. We turned on the TV.
So I had the TV on one screen and watching the video on the other screen, trying to, you know, work on the Carolina preparations. And pretty soon it was, you're not even watching Carolina. It was just, you know, totally consumed by the events of that morning. A morning, you know, unlike any other.
Come on, guys.
I left that dentist's office and just started making phone calls. And nothing was working. Busy signals, all types of warnings. I couldn't reach anybody in my family that is down there in the New York area. Knowing that my three brothers that are New York City firemen are there to find out that one of my brothers, Jimmy, was one of the first responders into Tower 1. And, you know, Tower 2 got hit second but fell first. To turn around now and was running out with the building falling behind him. After sitting in front of the TV all day and waiting and waiting and waiting, and my father telling me that everybody was safe in my family, but knowing that many others weren't safe, and it was tough to think about.
I spent a lot of time speaking with Commissioner Tagliabue and supported the decision not to play at that point in time.
Got on a conference call with the NFLPA, and where all the players were unanimous that we needed a little bit of time for America to sort of mourn and sort of digest the entire situation. So not playing that first week, I think, was the right decision, and we all agreed upon it.
Once the NFL had canceled that weekend, I had jumped in a car because they opened up the bridges and tunnels, the only way to get home to Staten Island. And then getting to my parents' house and my brother walking in the house, and no words were needed to be said. He gave me two fingers close together, just like this, and just gave him a great big hug.
You know, we had a personal attachment as a team to 9/11 through Joe and his family.
Running out there with the American flags in his hand and running full speed, and his brothers out there and their, you know, the firemen in New York and wearing their fireman gear. And
just proud that Joe was a part of our team, and that we could share with his family this sort of celebration that, yeah, you know, we're still standing. We're all still standing here.
People up in New England can cheer for New Yorkers. That's pretty unique. Doesn't happen too much, but that was part of the thrill of seeing the Andruzzis coming, Joe coming out with those flags.
It was a spur of the moment thing, but also going out there and joining my brothers midfield and giving them a great big hug. They stood for a lot out there on that 50-yard line, and when they raised those helmets up, you could see the chills in the air.
That weekend was our symbol of our strength and how that we were still here and playing football and proud to be doing it.